CNN's Lemon on Biden semi-fascist remarks. Trump every single day, talked SHT about everybody. By Pam Key on September 1, 2022. Warning, adult language. CNN anchor Don Lemon said Wednesday night on his show Don Lemon Tonight that Republicans are hypocritical to criticize President Joe Biden for calling Republicans semi-fascist when former President Donald Trump talked shit about everybody. CNN conservative commentator Scott Jennings said, he ran his campaign on, I'm going to unify the country. His message to the nation was we are all in this together. I'm going to unify the country. And now, he's out saying two things. One, lots of y'all are fascists, and by the way, if you vote Republican, there's a decent chance our democracy will no longer exist. These are not unifying messages by any stretch. Lemon asked, can his unifying message be that some of what he is saying is true? Because a lot of people, Scott, a lot of folks who go where's the lie? I don't see no lies detected. Jennings shot back, I think there are 70 to 80 million Americans who would say just because I choose to vote Republican doesn't make me a fascist. Lemon said, the former president, every single day talked shit about everybody, including other presidents, including members of his own party, probably you on CNN. And now everybody is all of a sudden they've got the vapors about one statement that Joe Biden made in the entire year and a half of his presidency. It's just, spare me. Lemon added, I think Republicans in this moment should spare me the hysteria about something that this current president. One thing that he said, when every single day I sat here for 5 years and listened to Donald Trump call countries shitholes, call people sons of bitches, making fun of reporters for their disabilities, all kinds of things, he talked about people's mothers. He made fun of Gold Star families, now all of a sudden Republicans say oh my gosh. He said there was a semi-fascist tinge to the Republican Party, and you get all bent out of shape for it. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.